From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Neary.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Egypt, elections continue, but results so far suggest the nation's parliament will be dominated by Islamists. The two leading Islamist blocs, the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafists, have garnered nearly two-thirds of the votes cast. In the northern port city of Alexandria, the two groups have little in common, and as NPR's Soraya Sahardi-Nelson reports, they're doing their best to undermine each other.
The Muslim Brotherhood and Salafists do not get along in Alexandria's working-class slum of Abu Suleiman. Campaign workers for each of the group's political parties glare at one another as they hand out flyers outside a polling station. Zakaria Morshedi Muhammad is a volunteer for the Salafist party called Al-Nur, or Light. He says it's a healthy competition, given that Nur and the Brotherhood's Freedom and Justice Party each have a candidate running for one of the seats up for grabs in this runoff vote. That's not the case for the second seat, says Samir Mamdoua, a volunteer for the Freedom and Justice Party. He blasts his Salafist counterparts for soliciting votes for someone close to ousted President Hosni Mubarak's inner circle, who is running against the Brotherhood candidate for that seat. The former Mubarak ally is a wealthy real estate developer named Tariq Talat Mustafa, whose posters and banners hang side by side with the Salafist ones. Mamdoua adds the fact the Salafists are backing someone linked to the old regime proves they can't be trusted. Nur Party volunteer Elwani Mahmoud Elwani dismisses his rivals' grousing as sour grapes. He adds that as devout Muslims, they ought to forgive each other. That's been hard, given their devotion to Islam is about the only thing the Brotherhood and Salafists seem to agree on here or anywhere else in Egypt. The Brotherhood, with its decades of political experience, has steered clear of talking about its long-term goal for a more religious society in favor of more pressing issues like Egypt's failing economy. The Salafists, on the other hand, are political newcomers who follow a more hard-line, Saudi-influenced interpretation of Islam. Their political campaign has centered on imposing a harsher brand of Islamic law in Egypt, something that worries secular Egyptians and the Coptic Christian community. Yet grassroots support for these hardliners is strong, and they ended up finishing second to the Brotherhood in the first stage of parliamentary elections that began last week.
The people who are surprised the most are the Muslim Brotherhood. By the victory of the Salafis. They didn't expect that they will have a Salafi opposition in parliament.
Khaled Fahmy chairs the history department at the American University in Cairo.
They're both Islamists, but they have very different criteria and agendas, so much so that in the interviews I've seen on TV and elsewhere on Facebook and the social media, the Muslim Brotherhood and the Salafi candidates are at loggerheads. They are fighting each other very viciously.
It didn't start out that way. In a phone interview, Sobeh Saleh, the Brotherhood's top parliamentary candidate in Alexandria, says his party tried forming an alliance with the Salafists early on. It made sense, he says, given their common history of oppression during the Mubarak era and shared views on strengthening the role of Islam in Egyptian society. But Saleh claims the Salafists broke off talks several months ago without explanation. He adds that given growing tensions between the two sides, it's difficult to see them forming a coalition in the new parliament either. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Cairo.